Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us through the break. It's nice to have you tuned into the show with Mary and me today. Before we introduce you to American Airlines First Officer Kathy Kosand and discuss her decorated aviation career in our Personal Connection segment today, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by LifeLock.
Have you heard the news about Orbitz? Over 880,000 people were hacked in a data breach. And separately, some of you out there may be getting phone calls from the IRS as crooks posing as collection agents suggest there's an error with your refund and demand payment. This is just another reason why we encourage you to have the new LifeLock identity theft protection that now includes the power of Norton Security.
The Orbitz data breach involves purchases that occurred between January 2016 and December 2017. And regarding the IRS folks, they never make phone calls and will only contact you with a letter through the mail. What LifeLock does is use proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, while Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there ever is a problem, LifeLock agents will work to fix it. Join now at LifeLock.com, use promo code RM, you'll save 10%, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Kathy Kosand is a pioneer in many ways, and she's seen and experienced a lot as this American Airlines first officer has been flying since the mid-1970s. March is Women's History Month, and on this last day of March, we wanted to introduce Kathy to you as clearly she's had an impact on aviation. Kathy was the only reservist in the first group of women trained as pilots in the U.S. Air Force. She was the first woman to fly the Lockheed C-141 Starlifter, the first woman to attend aircraft commander training, and the first woman pilot awarded the Air Medal by the U.S. Armed Forces. And on a personal note, she's also the proud mom of a son and daughter who are also pilots with American Airlines. Here to discuss some of the groundbreaking impact she's had for women in aviation with Robert and me is Kathy Kosand.
Hello, Kathy. Welcome to the show. Nice to speak with you today.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
We've been looking forward to talking to you all week. Mary just shared some of your groundbreaking accomplishments for women in aviation, and I also want to congratulate you on being recently inducted into the Women in Aviation's Pioneer Hall of Fame. So congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you very much. It was actually a team effort, which was very good. You've spoken about my background. I was very fortunate. When I was young, I saw John Glenn get shot up into space, and I decided at that time I wanted to be a pilot. I was very fortunate that my timing worked out in 1976, that the Air Force did open up the pilot program, and I was able to be selected on the reserve side for the slot. And the 10 ladies that were in my group, we were initiated on our 40th anniversary of graduating from pilot training. We were inducted into the Women in Aviation Pioneer Hall of Fame because of that first and doing those things.
Well, that's a major accomplishment. I have to ask you this, you know, of all the things that you have accomplished in your career so far, is there one event or milestone that's had the greatest meaning to you?
Oh, wow. Probably like most pilots, when you upgrade to the left seat.
Mm-hmm.
I did that in October of, 1980, mm-hmm. and then flew my first operational missions in January of 1981. And then, you know, just started being in the left seat. And many times, you know, there were a lot of people that would look over me and they'd look at my co-pilot when they were talking to me, when they should be talking to me. But that's probably one of the proudest moments is being put in charge of your crew, your
right.
airplane, your mission,
right.
and going out on your own. And at the time, I was 25 years old, so for me, it was extra special.
Huge accomplishment. Kathy, I think what really impresses me is you have found a way to balance a trailblazing military career, a successful commercial aviation career with TWA and currently American Airlines, and raise a family that now, and I find this so interesting, has your son and daughter both in the cockpit also flying for American Airlines. That's a high bar to set. You must be incredibly proud of your kids. Are they following in your footsteps?
I like to think that they're making their own progress, but I think my husband also, having been a pilot, and myself, I think we just... We provided a positive example of how things can be fun. A lot of people, they bring their work home with them no matter what job they have. And
sure.
if it's positive, then, you know, maybe then the children want to do what mom and dad did. And if it's negative, then they steer away from it. Many of my peers, their kids are flying, and many of them are not. And I just wonder sometimes if what they brought home might influence that.
Right.
And I used to, you know, bring trinkets home, you know, from wherever I would be, and I'd talk about the places, and we'd have pictures and that kind of thing. And I think a lot of it is what you bring home to your children, no matter what.
Well, that's going to segue into this. I'm going to ask you, you know, we're blessed with a large national audience. This program's heard in over 375 weekly affiliates around the country right now. We've reported on the show the expected need for more pilots, and clearly the airline lifestyle, it's atypical from most 9-to-5 jobs out there. But since I know you mentor others who want to be pilots, what would you say to folks that are listening, specifically women, you know, who are interested in making aviation their career and being a captain or a first officer or other roles on the aircraft?
I think it's important that you realize that not necessarily just as a woman, but as a woman also, you have, I think, more maternal needs. You want to talk to your kids. But nowadays, it's so much easier with FaceTime and cell phones and that kind of thing to stay in contact with your children. There's also so many opportunities. You have a lot of differences in the airlines with what kind of flights you can fly. There are a lot of people that fly what they call out and back turns. They go out in the morning, they're back in the evening. On the other hand, I prefer 2-to-3-day trips because I don't like driving back and forth to the airport. But it's important to stay in contact with your family and talk to your kids. But it's also important for them to understand flexibility. That, you know, your birthday may be on Tuesday. Well, Mommy may not be home on Tuesday, so we're going to have to make the birthday either Sunday or Thursday,
right,
or the following Saturday. Christmas and Thanksgiving, the same thing. You have to have a lot of flexibility in your life. It can't be very rigid. And I think if they grow up with that, they don't know any different.
I think
yes, they know that Mommy's different, you know, than other mommies, but if you just treat it kind of normally and you have good family support and a good network of people to help you, you can get through that.
I think you've made that very...
You can raise your children that way.
Yeah.
Obviously, they've both done it. They both liked it. Then they're both flying.
Right. It's about the approach. Let's just talk about that a little bit more and how you brought that home in a positive way. We actually have a son who's been passionate about wanting to fly since he was about 7 years old. Since both of your kids, and I didn't realize your husband was also a pilot as well, so it's truly an aviation family. I'm curious, when they were young, did you outwardly encourage them to pursue aviation, or do you think it was more about the example that you set?
Or maybe it's in the genes. Who knows?
Yeah. Sounds like
well,
it might be.
One story, my son was 3 years old, and he used to go to a Mother's Day Out program, and I was gone with the reserves for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back, the teacher says, "We need to talk. Your son exaggerates." And I said, "Really?" I said, "Do you have a specific?" She said, "Yes." She says, "My daddy flies jets, my mommy flies jets, my daddy flies the pretty white ones, my mommy flies the dirty, ugly green ones." And I said, "Where's the exaggeration?" And she said, "What?" And I said, "Yes, I fly cargo jets. My husband flies the cargo jets. He happens to be here. I happen to be in New Jersey. Yes, I've been gone for 2 weeks." She says, "Your husband has no taste in the clothes for your children, even though I had Garanimals." And she said, "He doesn't know he's supposed to pack him a lunch." And so, you know, these were some things, you know, with the kids, you know, that they kind of grew up with. Some of the stories, some of the things that you do with other people judging
right.
you for, are you a good mother, are you not a good
right.
mother? Well, both of my kids, I think, turned out pretty darn good.
It sounds
well,
that way.
I think that's a great example.
Absolutely.
The fact that they're both flying and what you've done and serving our country.
And my daughter, my son was 3 when Top Gun came out. So he was gone. But he was gone to the Navy. And my husband and I kind of had to reel him into the Air Force way of life because we're going, in the Navy, you're going to be spending 6 months on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
The Air Force, you get to spend the night in a hotel room. And so we were trying to, you know, show him different. I mean, we would have let him go wherever he wanted to go.
Kathy, I got to ask you this real quick because we've only got about 20 seconds. I know you're going to be retiring in 2 years. Is there any place that you're looking forward to going, or are you looking forward to being grounded for a while?
Oh, no. We're going to do like a month-long cruise to Australia, New Zealand.
Good for you.
And after that, I think I have never really flown small airplanes. And I want to get my seaplane rating.
All right. So,
listen,
Kathy, I do have to say this. We could go on. We love these personal connection segments to get to know people better. It was very nice to meet you. Mary and I wish you and your family and your colleagues at American, we wish you all the best. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Well, thank you. And believe it or not, my daughter, real quick, is married to an Air Force pilot also. and they just had their first baby, and so she's going to be looking at all these challenges of getting back into the workplace again here in the next couple months.
And there's a shout-out to them. Kathy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, that is a great story indeed.
Yeah, and I love when we can talk to trailblazing women like Kathy on this show. That was fantastic.
Yes,
what an inspiration.
There is. Folks, listen, a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break for a few commercial messages from our sponsors, but we hope you'll stay right where you are as your RM World Travel Express is coming right back.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.